Okay, good afternoon. I'm Pedro Príncipe. I come from the University of Minho, from Portugal. I have two other colleagues with me, André and Paula, also from Portugal, and we work, apart from other colleagues in Open Air, mainly with Stefania and Claudio, Stefania from Athena Research Center and Claudio from CNR in Pisa, Italy. The objective is to present you the developments that we did recently in the Open Air dashboard for content providers. It's a new service that we are offering now within the new phase of Open Air, targeting mainly repository managers. So in this new phase of Open Air, we are moving from the basic infrastructure level, so where we have different services, functionalities, features, and we are trying to repackage those functionalities, different services, in specific services targeting specific users. So we have five services: Connect for research communities, Monitor for funders, Explore for all, let's say a discovery service, Provide for content providers managers, repository managers, data archive managers, and Develop for IT staff, for innovators, let's say. So all the different services, functionalities were available or are new within the Open Air infrastructure, where we collect content from more than 50,000 data sources, and we offer to different users, but it was quite difficult to communicate, to offer, and to target the users, and it's why we are offering now in this via these different dashboards. One of the dashboards that is already in production is the Provide dashboard, available in provide.openair.eu, where we offer different services. The services that were already available, like the validator or for the registration process, or where we have the guidelines, interoperability guidelines that we have, but also new services like the Open Access Broker or the User Statistics service. So the main user value of the dashboard is to improve the repository collections, to improve repository interoperability, also to help on the compliance to funder open access mandates. And we are now in this phase, in this first version that we have released in October last year, approaching mainly literature publications repositories. We are working already in beta with data archives and new services for software repositories and data archives, but now basically what we have is for literature repositories. So basically the service have four main areas. One area for the validation against the different interoperability metadata guidelines, a service for registration, the process of registration, and also to update any information about already registered data source, like the logo, or if they have a new open OAI PMH interface to comply with the different version of the guidelines. And then a specific area for statistics, for the new service of user statistics, and for the content enrichments for the results of the broker. The broker, we can say that is a back-end service, and the front-end service of the broker is the part of the content enrichments. So the validator and the registration process are old services that we had already in the infrastructure, so they work like in the past, with some novelties regarding the new guidelines, for example, for literature repositories, but they are basically the same. But we have, in fact, now new added value services that we put available for content providers managers via this dashboard. So the broker, the user statistics, and the collection monitor. Starting by the collection monitor, so it's a way to better communicate with the content providers managers, so they can check when was the last time that we have harvested, how many records we have available from them. So to be more transparent was kind of feedback that we have received from different content providers managers asking for this. Then the user statistics service that I will not detail because I want to use 2 minutes to present the broker events, where we have the way to how to join the service and all the reports and the different figures that we can offer via the user statistics service. And then what is really new is the metadata enrichments that we have as a result from the broker service. And mainly this enrichments come from this broker service that have the concept that if we are collecting content from different content providers and if we are performing different kinds of procedures with that data, cleaning, validating, deduplicating the data, enriching by inference and using test mining procedures, so we can offer added value content back to the original, to the content providers that are providing content for OpenAIR, based on all the links that we generate in our infrastructure, linking publications to funding, publications to data to projects, etc. So we can offer back some added value regarding metadata enrichments. So our basic idea is to offer enrichments, metadata enrichment, and also metadata alerts. What we have currently offering is the enrichments. So what we have is more metadata, something that the content provider already have, and we are sending something more, or missing metadata. So they don't have a link for a project that we found in our test mining procedures, they don't have a PID, they don't have the abstract because we found it in another content provider. They have a restricted or a closed version, and we are sending them an open access version of the paper because we found it in another content provider. This is what we are offering currently, all these kinds of enrichments, and they are available in Provide. Content providers managers can log in, access these different events, and this different. Then they can subscribe for notifications, and they receive these events via email, or they check it in the dashboard. And to conclude, so from all the presentations that we are doing since the testing phase before October and now after October last year, so repository managers are asking to automatic ways to export this metadata. Of course, it's normal, so we are working on providing a way to automatically export via CSV or also have an OpenAIR Sword server to provide also this metadata. And we are working already in beta, and we have already test this, so we have new broker events, data sets to projects, that we only have for publications, so these links between publications and projects we are also generating also for software and for data sets, and also links between publications and software, publications and data sets, or vice versa, and we can offer back to the content providers. And as we are now in expansion of our research graph, we are integrating other tools, and we are integrating ORCID, for example, so we will be able also to send IDs from authors back to the original data sources. So this is mainly what we want to share with you about the recent developments in the OpenAIR infrastructure and the services that we are offering to repository managers. Thank you.